This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Susan, middle initial K, like Catherine, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, date of birth 12/4/1954. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mrs. Jensen, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels spanning back several years. She reports that she retired from work several years ago, and she is 70 years old now, and then she became very active, walking and exercising regularly, and lost about 30 pounds after she retired. She's actually feeling well, no current complaints or symptoms of kidney disease at this point. And blood pressure has been very well controlled when it's been checked for several years, she reports. She denies dizziness or syncopal episodes, no headaches, no chest pain, palpitations, no orthopnea or PND, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no numbness or tingling of extremities, no history of TIA or stroke. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, allergic rhinitis, diverticulosis of the colon, left knee medial meniscus tear, also right knee arthritis, and degenerative joint disease. And she had one history of kidney stones, a kidney stone which passed spontaneously, and she's not aware of the type of stone. Surgical history, she had a cholecystectomy, right and left knee arthroscopic surgeries, tubal ligation, right breast biopsy with a benign findings, a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy, secondary to dysfunctional uterine bleeding, and rectocele repair. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension. Her mother died at age 34 of severe asthma, acute myelocytic leukemia, father, and breast cancer in an aunt or cousin, actually in a cousin. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Synthroid 50 microgram daily, chlorothalidone 25 milligram daily, Prinivil 10 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. Vistaril, 50 milligram as needed, once a day, and calcium carbonate, 600 milligram, once daily. Physical exam, height 5'3", weight 163.2 pounds, pulse 81, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 110 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvuli. She has redness in the posterior pharynx. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. No peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 21st, 2025. Creatinine was actually improved, 1.15 GFR51. The calcium is 9.5, sodium 135, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 29, thyroid studies normal. And previous creatinine levels were done 7/14/24. Creatinine was 1.5 at that time. And before that, 1.27, then 1.4. and 2023 1.1. So these levels have been slightly elevated since at least 2022. And 9/26/24, her hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. The last year analysis we have was from 2022, negative blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease for several years, possibly medication effect, maybe blood pressure has been very well controlled, possibly lower than desired. So the patient was encouraged to check her blood pressure at home, the goal being 120 to 130 over 80. We do want to repeat all her labs now with a urinalysis, and then we'll check them every 4 months thereafter. We're going to schedule kidney ultrasound post-void bladder scan to rule out obstructive problems. We will ask her to report her blood pressure findings at home, and we may consider decreasing Prinivil to 5 milligram daily with ultimate goal of hopefully stopping that if possible. And she will continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.